What is mass? It's all in your mind, boy. You're a Jedi. Size means nothing to you. Reach out and grab that ship, or you'll die on this trash heap.
The Star Destroyer was growing visibly larger and hung like a burning triangular moon low in the sky of Raxus Prime. You're a Jedi. Size means nothing to you. He wasn't a Jedi, but the message was the same. The Force didn't recognize big or small, heavy or light, hard or easy. The living flows of the galaxy encompassed all scales, from the very small to the extremely large. The Star Destroyer was part of it, and so was he. The Force bound them as surely as gravity. He could make its invisible muscles flex, if he dared. Had his master ever done anything like this? Had the Emperor? Had any Sith or Jedi in the history of the galaxy? He doubted anyone would ever know about a success or failure in the next few minutes.
Be quick about it, boy!
Fast or slow were also irrelevant to the Force, but the apprentice took Coda's point. The sooner he started, the sooner it would be done. Deactivating his lightsaber and attaching the hilt to his belt, he adopted the opening stance of the Sarisu form, with his right arm and fingers outstretched, pointing at the Star Destroyer. His left hand he tucked in next to his heart. With his legs braced firmly in the trash, he reached as deep as he had ever reached into the Force, and then went farther still, feeling as though a mighty chasm had opened up under him, and his mind and will plunged down into it. The chasm filled. His mind opened. The physical existence of the Star Destroyer slid painlessly inside. Nearly 1,600 meters long and capable of carrying a crew in excess of 37,000, the ship was a familiar design that was the terror of the Rebel cause. Its engines and armament weren't fully installed, but its Class 1 hyperdrive would have taken it anywhere in the Empire at speed, there to deploy walkers, fighters, barges, and shuttles. Armed with a host of turbo-laser and ion cannons, plus no less than 10 tractor beams, it could have blockaded an entire system on its own. The reinforced durasteel hull was solid enough to rip a gouge in Raxus Prime that might take centuries to fill. Scavenger droids would have a field day when it came down. Wherever it went down. There is nowhere ever, he told himself. There is only where I tell it to. Focus. The tip of his right index finger and the Star Destroyer became as one in his mind. Every nut and bolt and plate and wire of the massive machine was contained within that tiny space. It wasn't hard to move an arm, a finger, a single human cell. He could direct one barely without thinking. So why not the other two? Instinct was clearer on that point than the workings of his mind. Ignoring perspective, the two were about the same size in his field of vision. Except, the Star Destroyer was growing larger with each passing second, and waves of TIE fighters and TIE bombers were pouring forth from its brand new hangar decks. Laser fire cut huge, super-hot channels through the atmosphere ahead of them.